Bamidbar, Numbers, chapter 13. And Yahuwah spoke to Moshe, saying,
Send men to spy out the land of Canaan, which I am giving to the children of Israel. Send one man from each tribe of their fathers, every one a leader among them.
And by the command of Yahuwah, Moshe sent them from the wilderness of Paran, all of them men who were heads of the children of Israel. And these were their names: from the tribe of Reuven, Shemua, son of Zakur; from the tribe of Shimon, Shaphat, son of Chori; from the tribe of Yehuda, Kalev, son of Jephunneh; from the tribe of Yisachar, Yigal, son of Yosef; from the tribe of Ephraim, Hoshea, son of Nun; from the tribe of Binyamin, Palti, son of Raphu; from the tribe of Zevulun, Gadiel, son of Sodi; from the tribe of Yosef; from the tribe of Manasseh, Gadi, son of Susi; from the tribe of Dan, Ammiel, son of Gemali; from the tribe of Asher, Shethur, son of Michael; from the tribe of Naphtali, Nachvi, son of Wofsi; from the tribe of Gad, Geuel, son of Machi. These are the names of the men whom Moshe sent to spy out the land. And Moshe called Hoshea, the son of Nun, Yahshua. And Moshe sent them to spy out the land of Canaan, and said to them,
Go up here into the Negev, and go up to the mountains, and see what the land is like, and the people who dwell in it, whether strong or weak, whether few or many, and whether the land they dwell in is good or evil, whether the cities they inhabit are in camps or strongholds, and whether the land is rich or poor, and whether there are forests there or not. And you shall be strong, and bring some of the fruit of the land.
Now the time was the season of the first fruits of grapes. So they went up and spied out the land from the wilderness of Tzin as far as Rehov, near the entrance of Hamath. And they went up through the Negev, and came to Hebron. And Achimon, Sheshai, and Talmai, the descendants of Anak, were there. Now Hebron had been built 7 years before Tzoan in Mitzrayim. And they came to the Wadi Eshkol, and cut down from there a branch with one cluster of grapes, and they bore it between two of them on a pole, also of the pomegranates and of the figs. That place was called the Wadi of Eshkol, because of the cluster the men of Yisrael cut down from there. And they returned from spying out the land after 40 days. And they went and came to Moshe and Aharon, and all the congregation of the children of Yisrael, in the wilderness of Paran, at Kadesh. And they brought back word to them and to all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. And they reported to him and said,
We went to the land where you sent us, and truly, it flows with milk and honey, and this is its fruit.
But the people who dwell in the land are strong, and the cities are walled very great.
And we saw the descendants of Anak there too. And the Amalekites dwell in the land of the Negev, while the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains. And the Canaanites dwell by the sea and along the banks of the Jordan.
And Kalev silenced the people before Moshe and said,
Let us go up at once, take possession, for we are certainly able to overcome it.
But the men who had gone up with him said,
We are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we.
And they gave the children of Israel an evil report of the land which they had spied out, saying,
The land through which we have gone as spies is a land eating up its inhabitants. And all the people whom we saw in it are men of great size.
And we saw there the Nephilim, sons of Anak, of the Nephilim.
And we were like grasshoppers in our own eyes, and so we were in their eyes.